Healthcare expansion by Mercy Northwest Arkansas is marching on in 2018. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. The healthcare provider based in Rogers says it will begin construction next week on a new primary care clinic at 1401 North Walton Boulevard in Bentonville. The $4 million clinic is among seven Mercy plans to open as part of a $247 million expansion announced in 2015. The signature project, of course, is the new seven-story patient tower at Mercy Hospital Northwest Arkansas in Rogers. Crossland Construction Company will build the Bentonville Clinic, and work is expected to be completed in about 8 or 9 months. Mercy is also building a Bentonville Clinic on Southwest I Street and opened its newest clinic in Pea Ridge last fall. Also last fall, Mercy broke ground on a $40 million multi-specialty facility in Springdale at the Elm Springs Road exit just off Interstate 49. Mercy Clinic President Stephen Goss discussed the goal of Mercy's expansion plans, and you can read more about that in a story at our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. In December, an historic building on the downtown square in Fayetteville was sold to a new ownership group. The group of local investors paid $1 million for the Geisinger Building, a 6,700-square-foot structure at 1 East Mountain Street. One of the new owners is Fayetteville real estate executive Dale Carlton, owner of Carlton Realty, which will occupy a portion of the building's second floor. I spoke with him recently about his interest in the 130-year-old building, what kind of shape it's in, and what changes the new owners might have in store in terms of potential new tenants.
We really appreciate the community and culture that downtown Fayetteville provides, you know, both the businesses, owners, to the city. It's a gathering place where people come together. Several years ago, I occupied the second floor of the East Square Plaza here on the square. And when the Prior Center decided to move into that building, I relocated to the Garrison Building on Dixon Street, and really excited now to be back on the square. It seems like a coming of home as of sorts for me. And it's really a benefit for me as my business to be here, because it's a kind of a hub of business in Fayetteville. It's the origination of a lot of the growth that happened in this area. And it just has nostalgic feel to me that, it makes it enjoyable to be at work and doing something that, again, not only benefits my own life, but also benefits the people that I work with.
Right. And for some of our listeners who might not know, the Geisinger Building was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1984, I believe, thanks largely to the efforts of the previous owner. Fayetteville attorney Bobby Lee Odom bought the building for his law firm in 1982, put a lot of work into it, got it added to the register. So, Dale, what kind of shape structurally is the building in? It was built more than 130 years ago. Is there any work that needs to be done or being planned, minor things or otherwise?
So, you know, we're really thankful that the previous owners, the Odoms, invested so much into taking care of this building. They maintain the press tin ceilings. They maintain a lot of the features that that makes the building so attractive, and took care of all the, you know, the minor components, the servicing components that you would expect. It's still a very historic building. It still has the very nature that you enjoy about a historic building. We're going to do, you know, some immediate minor improvements just to make sure that we're maintaining its health. As far as major overhauls at all, we have nothing in the plans, specifically not till we find a tenant for the remaining space in the building to see how their needs might fit into the building. But we want to maintain what the building is and the attractiveness of the building as it is now.
Right. You mentioned that available space. You, of course, your company, Carlton Realty, will be on the top floor of the building. And I think that leaves you about 4,500 square feet, I believe, on the bottom. What sort of uses or services do you envision there?
Well, and so let me correct one little thing there. So I have Carlton Realty and also partner with Hearthstone Law Firm. So there's two of us up here. I have Carlton Realty up here along with Hearthstone Law on the top level. And then downstairs we have a main level along with another basement level. But the lower level, basement level, is not really, I mean, it's high ceilings and fairly nice also. But you know, we are not trying to zero in to one particular person or entity. What we really want is just somebody that understands the value of being in the downtown area that will benefit from the surrounding businesses that are down here already, and add to what the square is starting to represent here in Fayetteville as a, you know, a place to gather, meet people, and create memories. So our hope is to find somebody that fits that very nature of this area. We don't know who that will be yet, but we're open to possibilities and look forward to finding that right person and right fit that not only work. It's important to understand that this is an open building concept, and so my office will walk through whoever is on the main level to come upstairs. So there's going to be some unique relationship with me and whoever's on the main level too.
You've worked in this market a long time. You know what several of the key drivers are. How would you describe the commercial rental market right now?
Sure. So you may realize, and some of our listeners may not know, that I travel across the U.S. teaching for the National Association of Realtors, and I've seen a lot of downtowns in general and businesses that are in downtown that boast buildings that are authentic and in good repair. They tend to attract visitors. They attract people who want to stay longer, that spend money and come back and visit more often, and they create hubs of relationships for people. And as far as commercial centers go, our downtown area has revitalized to be one of those centers in Fayetteville. We have several of them, but this is one of those centers that people come to for so many events and parades and different types of things that happen along the way as far as the being on the square. Commercial space is in a rarity on the square even right now. It's hard to find a place if you wanted to lease or even purchase. It's hard to find good space. And then even in Fayetteville in general, there hasn't been a lot of buildings. As a result of our slower economy and real estate from, say, 2007 to 2011 or so, we didn't build a lot of commercial properties. And so we're now seeing growth, revitalization in small businesses and economic ventures that are going on. And we need additional space out there. And because we have a little bit of shortage, it's making great opportunity for those people that do own or have spaces, because people are looking for good central location areas where people are going to be and want to be and revisit and come again.
And for more on the sale of the Geisinger Building, visit our website at nwabusinessjournal.com.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom, providing voice and data solutions that adapt to today's demand with tomorrow's technology. Communication tools that integrate mobility with the desktop and merge wired networks with the wireless technology. More at one-comm.com or 479-715-8800.
Finally today, staying in Fayetteville, news of a new retail development in the works north of the Mission and Crossover intersection. Dairy Queen franchisee Tom Smith of Lowell has purchased 1.7 acres with plans to build both a new Dairy Queen and a Boulder Coffee. Both of those projects are expected to be complete by next summer. For more details on that project and other recent real estate transactions, check out the Real Deals section in the current issue of the Business Journal. You can find the digital version online and for free at nwabusinessjournal.com. We appreciate you tuning in today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.